Please welcome Kirk Henning.
I just wanted to wax nostalgic. I don't wax nostalgic very often, but I really miss the culture of letter writing. It really meant something back then. A lot of people now don't remember the whole culture of writing letters and how important it was and how the mailman really meant something. And how it was a mark of your dedication to a relationship and how well you kept up on letter writing. And you weren't going to get a letter received unless you wrote a letter. And I wasn't very great at being the letter writer. Some people forgave me and they still wrote letters. And I loved getting those. But I just wasn't the best at keeping up with that, with my end of the bargain. Both my grandmothers, of course, came from the culture, the time period when letter writing was all there was. And they were just wonderful letter writers. And it really brought out the contrast between the two of them. My dad's mother, a former one-room school teacher from South Dakota, and who had just the penmanship of that time that I wish we had now, because it was just looking at her letters was an experience. She just would write to her relatives back in South Dakota, just telling them about this, what's happening here, what's happening there. They weren't, they were just very matter-of-fact letters. She was a very matter-of-fact woman. My mom's grandmother, on the other hand, I've talked about her before, was a lot more of a free spirit. She had good penmanship as well, but there was a tinge of wildness to it, just like there was a tinge of wildness to her spirit. And she would not write any letter that was less than 8-9 pages, both sides. And she would not only tell about what was happening in her life, she'd tell stories about this person, her neighbor's life, and she'd tell about episodes that she had when she was a girl. And she wrote us letters as a family, especially when our girls were small, probably weekly. We'd get 8 or 9 page letters. And I was not holding up my end of the bargain there, but fortunately I'm married to a wonderful woman who was also well steeped in the letter writing culture. And so she wrote my grandmother letters on behalf of our family, describing to her about how our girls were coming along and sending pictures and so on and so forth. And so because of that, we were still able to receive those wonderful, and she would have sent them anyway. And it was just so much fun getting her letters. After she died, you know, we had just hundreds of her letters all over the place. And how do you decide which ones to keep? And you can't read through all of them. So just kind of select a few and hope that's a good enough sample of what represented her life. When she was 92 or 93, she was still living on her own up in the Kern Valley next to the Kern River. But she was just not able to take care of herself as well anymore. All her neighbors were getting worried about her. She was forgetting things. And it finally just came to the time where she could not take care of herself anymore. It was a really hot day one day, 90 degree, and she just collapsed and she couldn't get up. And finally they said, they had to cart her away in the ambulance to the hospital. And that was the only way that I was able to be able to take care of her, because she refused to be taken care of before that, up until the point where she just couldn't take care of herself anymore and couldn't make the decision herself. That's when we brought her back home. And her memory was just gone. You know, she was just senile. Not Alzheimer's, because she still recognized people and everything, but she was just like a little girl again. She was like a little 8, 9, 7, 8, 9 year old. And she kept on asking repeatedly every day, a lot of things she repeated every day. But the one thing she repeated to me every day, she would look at me with just these sad puppy eyes and say, "When can I go back home? When can I go back home?" And I'd explain to her, and she'd forget. And then the next day, the same thing. "When can I go back home?" And I'd explain, "You can't go back home. You're staying with us for now until we figure something out." And finally I realized, you know, I got to find a way to be able to let her know that her life is going to change now, and we're going to make it as good as we can, but that she wasn't going to be going back home. So I decided the best way to do that was to write her letters. And so every day I would write her a letter: "Grandma, you can't go back home for this, this, and that. You're not able to take care of yourself by yourself. We're just too worried about you. We will take care of you, though. Don't worry about a thing." And so I kept on writing those letters, and then she started writing letters back to me, even though we were face to face every day. And so that's how we communicated when she stayed with us. And I'm really grateful to have that time with her and to be able to write those letters to her. And I feel like in some way I made up for the time when I didn't write her letters when our kids were growing up, so on and so forth. So I needed to tell that story, and I did. So there you go. Thank you.